And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are last Americans. We are last Americans. We are last Americans.
I was just saying, I don't know if he's a diddler or not. Oh, you know, like Jackson? Michael Jackson.
I don't, you know, I just don't believe he is. There's something in my internal that I don't want to believe it. Maybe that's part of it. You know what I mean?
All right, everyone's good now. So, that was okay.
I like that Bruno and Michael. I like that combo. It's pretty nice, dude. That's a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a banger if that was true. That'd be a number one hit, no doubt.
Right?
No doubt. What about you?
I feel like it's a really hard question, man. I want to do something like. I want to do...
Dude, I got a douchey one, too.
Okay.
I'll wait until after Chris.
I hadn't said mine, either.
Yeah.
What's yours? Do yours first.
Chris is contemplating.
Mine would be Michael Jackson and Celine Dion, because they're both very emotional in their voices.
Okay, yeah, I like
that. And I can see them. I can see both of them doing a song together.
I'm surprised they never did. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised they never really did.
I don't think they ever have.
Damn. Hmm.
Wait, who'd you say? Who in Celine Dion?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yep.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
Dang it, man. This is really hard.
Oh, Chris is stuck.
Yeah, this is.
What?
You got him, Peaches.
Hmm.
I'd want to hear something that I know would sound good, but for never in a million years would it even happen.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay. Like they hate each other?
No, not like they hate each other. They're just like, if you did, I don't know, like Eminem and Slipknot or something.
Oh, wow. It'd probably work. But I've heard those smash ups before, though, because they do like the YouTube smash ups, which are pretty sick.
Right? Yeah, they do those sometimes. Or I'd want to do something really heavy, like a Slipknot or like a Slaughter to Prevail, with also like more of a poppy clean singer, like if Miley Cyrus and Slaughter to Prevail did a song together.
Dude, what about Slaughter to Prevail and Queen?
Yeah. See, you bring up Queen, and that's what I'm thinking too. Is like Freddie Mercury. How many people would he sound so good with, bro? Yeah. Like Freddie Mercury sounds so good with so many bands.
Well, because he had that like when classic he would voice. Scream. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like not scream, but like. He had that aggressive when he would go up and like he could control it.
Man,
can you
imagine if Queen did Bohemian Rhapsody, but then Slipknot did like the backing vocals to all that? Like they were the ones shouting back the lyrics to him. That would
Peyton
be fucking,
says Britney Spears and Slipknot.
That would be fucking sick.
It'd be, Whiskey and Danielson are shitting all over Rumble chat.
Yeah, no
they don't
shit.
Like it.
It's all good. This chat
I've never had issues with it.
Yeah.
Compared to YouTube,
it does. Questions. I have another question, though. It's kind of like the same. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
but,
go.
Okay, what are musical artists that have done collaborations with each other that you would have never put together, but somehow it worked out? For me, it would be Aerosmith and Run DMC with Walk This Way.
That's the original right there.
That was a good one.
Yeah, another good one that I didn't expect to be good was Metallica and the Symphony. That mix was fucking badass.
That was sick. Oh, you know what? Metallica. Miley Cyrus doing Metallica's song was fucking dope.
Oh, yeah, she did do that. That was really good.
That was so dope, man. That one it fit her really, really well.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the song?
It was
Nothing Else Matters.
It was
well,
so
even the
good.
The new fucking Eminem song he just released, where he demoed what's the song? The newest song he just released. It sounds like old Eminem.
Yeah. Oh,
Three
Houdini?
Doors Down.
Huh?
Houdini.
Miss Cupcake
Houdini,
says
yeah.
Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down.
What was the, I forget who he sampled that from?
I mean, that's a good one because there's a bunch. I'm sure I'm missing some great ones, but there's like a lot that were. You remember that other one that I thought was well, it's not like odd, but you remember when Travi McCoy and Bruno did that song?
Steve Miller's Abracadabra.
Abracadabra, yep.
That's what it was.
But yeah, that was okay. Good.
Yeah.
I always liked it, like, when the rap artists do, like, a song and they bring in, like, a vocalist to kind of, you know, fucking, you know, kind of chill it out. You know, because, like, even, like, Falling in Reverse, my daughter loves Falling in Reverse, and they brought Jelly Roll in on that song, and he did, like, the choruses and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, you get that, like, energy, and then somebody comes in and sings on top of it, and it's, like, fucking, yeah. You know, it's, like, powerful. You know?
Yeah.
Love that shit. I don't know. There's way too many fucking options, man. I mean, that one I said was more for me. I mean, I think Greg's would be a hit. Like, there's no doubt that would be a fucking hit. You know, so like Bruno and Jackson would be a fucking
banger. That would be a banger.
Dude, my douchebag one would be Limp Bizkit and Rage Against the Machine.
Ooh.
Wow, dude.
I mean, Rage Against the Machine, douchey because of their politics.
Yeah.
And then Limp Bizkit.
They do have a cool sound, though.
But see, my question to you would be this. Would you use Rage's music with Fred Durst's vocals or Bizkit's music with fucking whatever that fucking douchebag's name is?
They'd do like an Audio Slave style where they'd have
like a combo,
a mixture. It'd be a combo.
I was thinking, can you imagine like Fred Durst teamed up doing like Gorilla Radio? That'd be sick.
Yeah, man.
Gorilla Radio!
See, like Fred Durst would be dope on something like with the Gorillas. You know what I'm saying? Like where it's like that fucking like dancey kind of shit where he's like rap because they do kind of that hip hop stuff. There's a ton of artists that I wish would just fucking work together just to create something weird. You know what I mean? Like just something like totally unique and weird. That'd be dope.
Evanescence and Garth Brooks.
Oh, weird. That's
oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever heard anything about Garth Brooks.
No?
Oh yeah, you have.
Garth Brooks is a serial killer.
What's that song, Friends in Low Places? Isn't that his song?
Yeah, I got Friends in Low Places. But you know what they should do? Evanescence and Chris Gaines, though. Because Chris Gaines, the alter ego. You got to get the Chris dark, Gaines. Like, emo hair, like, hidden in the shadows. Chris Gaines, dude.
Yeah, man.
His alter ego.
Yeah, it's like Marshall Mathers and Chris Gaines. It was
like he actually came out with an alter ego. What the hell's wrong with that, man?
Because he's a serial killer.
Yeah, that was the serial killer days. I think that's what, you know, what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird fucking guy.
Oh, I just thought of another one. Okay, this was a cute one. It's Justin Bieber and Ludacris. Ludacris actually rapped on Justin Bieber's Baby. Yeah.
You know what? Luda needs to come out with some new shit.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
his name? Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Smooth boy.
I don't know what he's doing, man. I feel like Ja Rule probably died.
He's probably just like living on all that fucking
he's
money
too made. Short to die. That guy's small.
We got a couple in here in the chat. Whiskey says Gojira and Lacuna Coil. That would be kind of sick. Aerosmith. Okay, not that. Freddie Mercury with the Strokes. Interesting. Eminem, Jelly, and Yellow Wolf. That would be pretty dope. Frank Sinatra and Kid Rock. Can you imagine that motherfucking combo?
Oh my god.
Sinatra.
I love Frank's voice, man. Oh my goodness.
The other one is so smooth.
I heard an AI version the other day of who sang To the Window, to the Ying Yang Twins.
Oh no, that's Lil Jon or
Ying Yang Twins.
And then, but it was redone with Frank Sinatra's voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With AI. It was actually it was funny. It was funny.
To the
but
windows,
it was really good.
To the wall.
You know what? That'd be a good, that'd be a way to hear those artists collaborate.
That's
man.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
I know they'd be mad. Well, they'd be pissed off.
I feel like, didn't Dick Cheese do that? Like Richard Cheese?
Yeah, I think he did.
He kind of did those.
Yeah. Dude, another collab that real quick for you that I love. It's one of my favorite songs that's come out this year, honestly, is the Falling in Reverse with Tech N9ne and Slaughter to Prevail. Because we did the reaction to it, and I didn't tell Chris who was on the track.
Yeah.
And so Falling in Reverse came in, there was fucking heavy, and then Tech N9ne comes in, and you're like, what the fuck? Yes. And then Slaughter to Prevail comes in after, and it was like, it was a sick three-way combination.
It was really good.
It was so good. Like that collab.
Have you listened to it, Greg?
Oh, my gosh.
I have, yeah. It's on my playlist.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
That's a sick song.
Yes. Great question, Peaches. Always tough. I feel like you should give us like you should just send us before
send it and like give us a heads up at least.
Yeah, because they're so complicated.
Oh, no, hey, we can't be cheating like a debate.
I know. Throwing us on the spot. But I like it. I like it. It makes you think for a second.
I liked it too, Peaches.
Well, Peaches, hopefully you finish that by Friday because I'm definitely excited to see your new project.
Hell yeah.
And
I'm curious.
Thanks for starting the show off strong. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, y'all have a good weekend.
All right. Take
care. You too.
Take care. That's a good question, man.
Man,
you know what's funny though?
I wish I could turn that beeping off.
I know. You know, these are the kind of questions you like leave the show and you're driving. You're like, oh fuck, you know what would have been sick. And then you think, you know, because you think of something like an hour fucking later, dude. You know?
Exactly. It's that it's a Seinfeld episode where George Costanza thinks of like the perfect comeback and he's like, oh shit, I should have said that.
Yeah.
Like someone made fun of him in the office and everybody laughed at him and he didn't know. He was like, shut up.
One thing,
you
know,
he was thinking, drunk.
I always like, because with the collabs, it's not so much a collab, but I know you do this too, Greg, but there's old artists and old bands and shit that are no longer around.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, that vocalist was so fucking good, right? And then you think of like, man, what if he was performing with this band? Like how good we sound with this band? You know what I mean? There were some bands from the mid 2000s, early 2000s. Greg probably knows some Pulse Ultra, great vocals, Memento. All these guys had some really cool fucking voices and their bands, they fizzled out. But them on some of this new shit would be dope, man. Like they have to still be singing, right?
Yeah.
They have to be.
Yeah. I still think, Dead and Divine,
Dead
like
and Divine.
Their singer needs to be on something.
He is so good.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
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 Hello, Bad Nelson.
You come in so hot every time.
He always comes hot.
Hot come.
There's always hot come all over the place.
Yeah.
Every time you come on the phone, it's like, ah, fuck my ears.
Fuck my ears. That's what, yes.
But I need to correct myself. Okay. I said the Strokes. I meant the damn it, I'm blanking on the name right now. I knew it as I was calling. But the guy...
White Stripes?
Not the Strokes. It's, no. Damn it, I need to look it up.
The Hives.
The S something. But the guy sounds just like Freddie Mercury. I've seen him in concert.
The Slants?
Sounds just like him. Not the Slants.
That's a band.
Is it?
Yes.
Dude. I thought
the Shingles. No, I don't know.
The Shingles. There's so many dub bands.
Yeah.
There's so many dub bands.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it later, dude.
Freddie Mercury, though, with Franz Ferdinand. Think of that.
Ooh.
Think of that combo.
I never could get into Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, what's up?
They
what's
were a
up,
little
man?
Too...
They were fun. They were fun. Band, what's going on, man?
But so I've actually got a music question for you, too.
Okay.
Well, let's do it. I love it.
So... I know it took me a long time of hearing certain songs to realize how dirty they were as a child growing up. Because my brother and sisters all listened to hip hop growing up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I probably listened to Genuine's My Pony
thousands
30
times
before I realized what that song was about or next too close before I realized what that song was about.
That's the old boner on the dance floor. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What was the first song you guys realized was sexual?
Yeah. This one's easy for me.
Oh, I had one. I had one tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh, this is about.
You just realized it was sexual tonight?
Well, not realizing it was sexual, but realizing it was about underage kids.
Oh. What's that?
God damn it. Now you put me on the spot. See? Well, I put myself on the spot.
He is clammed up here.
Let me text my wife because it was her phone plan.
What do you got, Greg? I know mine for sure.
So, I mean, sexual, you know, there's always like Aerosmith Pink when you listen to that whole song. You know, Pink, I want to wrap you in rubber. You know, it's like my favorite. That kind of stuff. But like the one song I was thinking about when you were talking about this, Danielson, was Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That song's about a school shooting. And, you know, you don't even realize that until you listen to it. And you're like, oh, shit, you better run faster than a bullet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, not so
I heard an alternate version of that song the other day, and I was like, wait, what? That's what the song's about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. When that song came out, I fucking hated that song, dude. I don't know what it is about that song, but I never understood that. I just never understood the song, maybe, and I didn't really dive into the lyrics too much, but I was just like, it's just a weird song, like the kicks thing, you know?
The pumped up kicks?
Yeah, I just never...
That's
that was
shoes.
I know, but I thought it was about
shoes.
That's
what I thought it was about. I thought it was about shoes.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't give a fuck about shoes like that. You
but
know
that's
what, I mean?
What pumped up kicks are.
Yeah, I know. I just don't...
I thought it was those old Reeboks that you pump up the tongue everything.
Oh, my wife says It Girl by Jason Derulo.
It Girl.
Okay. Hey, girl. Girl.
The Struts is the band. The girl, Struts is the band girl. That I was thinking of.
Which one? The Struts.
The Struts is the band that I was thinking of.
Yep.
That motherfucker's his stage presence, everything reminds me of Freddie Mercury, and I'm a big Queen fan, so
yeah. Greg, what's yours? What or did you already say? You said it already, right? All For One. That's mine. Because me and my friend Greg Ho back in the day, they have that
Greg
song.
Ho.
She's Got Skills, and that song is literally about getting.
I feel like I should.
Up,
I feel like I should play.
Yeah, I remember that.
I feel like I should play the songs we're talking about.
Well, so I used to play that in the car with my mom, and just fucking. I knew all the lyrics. And I had no idea, like, really what it meant. Like, she knew. She had to have known, right?
What is it?
Like,
what is it called?
She's Got Skills, man.
Mm. Flex had a good one in the comment.
I want to lick you like
a really good
lollipop.
One.
Yeah, you know I'm saying.
What I'm turning
say?
Japanese. That song's about jacking off.
Yeah.
Is it?
Ooh. Yeah, because you squint your eyes and you're coming.
Ooh. Can you hear that, Greg?
I can. If I don't talk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh shit.
Hawk Tua.
You gotta get the lyrics on that, man.
Damn, I'm back to fourth grade here.
I know, she got man. Skills. I don't know. Why does that remind me of the Ninja Turtles?
I don't know. It's because it's kind of that vibe, you know. But what's
it's
funny,
the 80s. It's that style.
you're like 7 years old.
It reminds
old.
Me of a kid walking through a mall, you know, a kindergarten cop style.
Yeah.
Dude, did you guys know that Who Let the Dogs Out was about turning transsexual?
What?
I'm just fucking with you.
What?
I was going to say. Who let the balls out?
What?
Drop. Drop. Let my balls drop. Drop.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Man. I like that.
That's
I like
good
that
stuff.
That's so fucked up. Someone should redo that and just do that. That'd be hilarious.
Talk about a terrible song that like blew
Dude,
up.
Dude, I remember.
I know.
I remember like me and my brother would have that fucking song on repeat, just blaring in the house in the summertime. And then we'd line the stairs with like our mattresses and we'd have that song blaring and we'd just go up and down, sliding down the stairs.
That's really weird. Shit.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah, I don't know why that song, but that was the song at the time.
And Chris
so.
Is just up there like shirtless, like, whoa, 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 jumping. God damn, dude. There's some bad songs that become famous. I don't get it.
Flex says Brown Eyed Girl. What is Brown Eyed Girl about?
It's about the toe
It's about a butthole.
It's about a butthole?
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know.
That's
man.
What I thought.
I feel like we did a couple songs. Remember, we did some reactions to like weird lyrics, and there were some bad ones. Bro.
There were some, like, there was that there one hip-hop artist, the girl, was straight up molesting kids.
Yeah, she was fucking molesting
you know
kids.
What's a really controversial lyric song that actually was popular and played all over the radio?
Oh, shit.
Rape Me by Nirvana.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like, that's the chorus. Rape me. Rape me.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Could you imagine that today?
Yeah, man.
Oh, same thing with Date Rape by Sublime.
Date Rape. But that
yes.
one, yeah, see, that one had like, that one made sense.
If it wasn't for Date Rape, I would never get laid.
Yeah, but, yeah. but it was, I know, but no, but it was talking about.
Wasn't Date Rape Sublime's first song?
No.
National song?
I don't know, but that one was more about the guy who was a creep. You know what I'm saying? And he was like in the mind of a fucking weird, creepy dude. And I kind of get the idea behind it, but it is like if you don't know what you're listening to, it comes across.
Yeah, the whole song he's talking about a girl goes into the bar and the guy spikes her drink and then does his thing to her,
and that's
and
why he
she
says
sues him and,
if it wasn't for Date Rape, I'd never get laid. Yeah. It's the man's perspective. But when we were younger, like rape wasn't. Like something I really thought or knew all that much about, so it didn't like strike me as like weird.
Yeah.
But like I do remember Nine Inch Nails. I want to fuck you like an animal, and I was
dude.
I just remember in my pre-teen fucking days, I was like, "What is fucking?"
That
like
was
an
like
animal?
All
you know
over
I mean?
MTV and everything.
I want to violate you. What does that mean?
Yeah, like is this like what my dog
is
does?
There blood
like,
I mean, didn't Nine Inch Nails said, "I want to fuck you like an animal."
That's what I just
That's
said.
What I just said.
Oh, sorry. I was zoning out reading the comment.
I mean, good timing. That was
good.
Yeah, I got no soul to sell, man. Such a good
dude, this
song, though.
This song, yeah, still kicks.
This song bangs, dude. Help me get away from myself.
I wanna fuck you like an animal. Oh, boy. That's what Chris tells his wife when he gets into bed. Come here, honey.
Hold on, wait. This is what Chris did when he was like 10 years old on the stairs.
I want to fuck you.
And he jumps down the fucking stairs, dude. I can see it now.
Yeah.
Man.
Woo!
He just starts humping the mattress like a fucking animal, dude.
As he climbs the stairs, he's saying, rape me.
No, that's what his brother was saying.
I don't know how my childhood got so dark all of a sudden.
Your brother was like, rape me. And you're like, I want to fuck you like an animal.
God.
Okay. Okay, we're getting weird.
Dude, you know the song that I really did like the remix of? Framing Hanley, Lollipop.
Great song. That was a great one. Dude.
Yeah.
That was a great one. Oh, my God. So many.
What?
What?
What is that? What is that song?
Framing Hanley.
So Lollipop, Lil Wayne had a song called Lollipop, and a rock band called Framing Hanley did a remix of it, and it went super popular. And it reminds me of when I lived in Seattle.
Dude, it's so
good. I would always just, it was good times.
It's a great, great cover. Like,
follow it up, Chris.
It's a great
cover.
I don't know what you mean. It just seems like
it?
You.
Right here. Yes. Dude, this brings you back.
I want to lick the rapper.
This is their only song, and it's not even their song.
I know, right?
Dude, right here, though. This hits.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It doesn't sound good on my end.
Yeah, turn it down. It's too loud for the.
It's too loud.
It's too loud.
No, I can't hear it on my end.
It's so good, dude. Oh, it's so good. Go listen to it, man. You're gonna fucking, you're gonna put it in your car and you're gonna be like,
dude, that's one of those ones where I'm gonna have to like go back and like put it in my playlist because that's a good one.
Dude, that whole like punk goes pop shit, that those albums, there was always like two or three songs that were just fucking good. And the rest were just shit. But the three or four, you know, two, three, four songs were so good, man.
It always is kind of like that whenever you have like a compilation where they're doing. So like the Silverchair. Remember like, because I was a big fan of Silverchair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, good stuff, too.
And then you guys were over at my house one night and you're like, dude, there's like there's an artist compilation like dedicated to Silverchair.
Oh,
like, what?
Yeah. Flex says Skeet Skeet. Yeah, or that was the
I didn't know that. I remember the Dave Chappelle being like, we say skeet. White people don't understand that, so we can say that all we want. White people don't understand it. And then when I understood what it was, I was like, oh yeah, okay, I get
it. You know what's funny is like, you know that song is like Superman that hoe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the come on.
There's
back.
Like at my son's baseball game, they get to choose like their like intro songs, so when they walk up to the plate, and there were kids like playing that song. I was like,
"Yeah,
do they not know what Superman that hoe
no,
means?"
They probably don't.
No, they have no clue. I've literally seen my daughters like talk about that song. I'm like, "How do you first?" Because they play it at like all different shit, and it's like you don't even have a clue what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah,
but exactly. let them not know. You know what I'm saying? Because we all did it. We got to be fair, right? When we were young, we were singing shit that our parents were probably like, "Oh my god, if they only knew." What the fuck they were talking about.
Right now. On this note, that was my original comment, but I decided to change my question. Is the new, damn it, the new words kids use that we don't know.
What? I'm so confused.
I forgot the word for it, but, like, there were words we used to say. Like, I guess my wife said, never mind. I'm lost. I'm going to hang up. All right. I'll see disappointment.
All right. You go.
All right, dude.
Wallow in your pity there. Have a good night, man.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bro.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that reminds me of, you know, just like kids singing songs they don't know what the fuck it means. Yep. There was a girl like at my work where I used to work a long time ago. She was like, walking down the hallway singing like my back or my neck,
my back.
And she didn't know the song at all.
Yep.
She's like, she'd never heard it. Yep. And then someone just stops her and goes, oh yeah, what's the next? Keep going. And she's like, what are you talking about? It's like, you never heard that song? And she's like, no, my neck, my back. And then
that's the original WAP, the dude. Song. Think about it. That's the original WAP.
Who sings that?
No one cared. It was just a song that had the hook, and it was the original. Yeah,
it might be, dude.
Here, listen.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Wop.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it.
Bop.
Do it. Do it, do it, do it now. Lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should.
Right now. Lick oh, God. It good.
Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my
oh, oh my God.
Dude, that's the, yeah, dude. That's the original
so
one.
They
were
like, come on, sing the rest of the lyrics. You know.
God, hey, hello.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, Scotty?
What's going
what's
on?
Up, Scotty boy?
Oh, yeah, you know I'm here.
Nah, you're here, man.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. What was your favorite song back in the day that was, like, inappropriate for your age?
Oh, man. Well, you had a lot of Titty Scent songs.
That's true, that. Candy Shop.
Did he say Titty Scents?
The Titty Scents, dude.
Okay.
Titty Scent? No. I listened to a lot of Ludacris.
I feel like if you grew up with rap, you just got it. You know what I mean? Like,
I grew up rap, but now I'm a country boy, heart to heart.
I feel like the older you get, you kind of go to more country anyway.
I feel
you
like
do.
I feel like everybody grew up with rap.
Yeah,
like rap and our age. Well, that's
I grew up with 90s country because we lived that's with my aunt.
Yeah,
well, like my dad, me and my brother all lived with my aunt in this all the same country. House, and she only listened to country music.
Yeah,
yeah. So.
But I what I'm saying
sorry.
Is,
I used to hate country music
I did too,
so
dude.
Bad.
I
well,
did
well my dad listened to classic rock, so it was mostly like Ozzy and AC/DC.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my dad had that. My dad had that for sure. But, like, I remember my mom dated this dude for a while, and he was really into country, and I was just like, what a douchebag, dude.
Dude, because, like, old school country, I'm not a big fan of, dude.
See,
like,
I like old school, but there was some early 90s country.
Old
some,
school's good.
Yeah, like, are you talking, like, 90s? Because, like, some of that early 90s was a little, like, gimmicky fucking, you know, country shit,
yeah.
You know?
Peyton says the older I get, the more metal I become.
That's true.
Hell yeah.
I like the 60s, 70s, but I kind of like the newer country, like what we have now.
Sure. The country's got a lot better. There's like that scene coming back, the old style, like traditional Americana style stuff is, that stuff blowing up right now. We've talked about that before, but that stuff is really good, man. Like we're a little more cut down, not so like bullshit, not so poppy.
Mm.
I love that fucking shit, man. Oh, it's good. But country's always going to be big, man.
Yeah,
I think they just said it was the first time in decades now, or a decade or more, that country has now is the most popular music again. Like it was hip hop and like pop, you know, and like that kind of stuff.
Dude, you can tell because I mean, when's Beyonce's doing a country fucking album?
Yeah, they all are, man. When Post Malone's putting out a country album,
I mean, dude.
And you also look at like I said, like Jelly Roll and shit, right? Like he was rap, you know, initially, and then he kind of goes more towards the countryside. Boom.
Dude, you know who's going to go country next? I'm calling it right now.
Who's that?
Tom McDonald.
Oh, I don't really care.
He's going there, dude. He's going there.
I think he would just to get that cash, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a cash cow.
Yeah. Well, he's already done a country song. He did that one with that fucking, what's that guy's fucking name?
Shooter he's gonna Jennings do a whole album, I bet.
You think so? I don't think. Yeah. I don't think he does.
I just, I'm.
He's too busy cashing in on the fucking.
Repeating the same thing.
Doing the same thing.
He's doing the same songs since 2 years ago.
Yeah. So Scotty, what's you on missed. Your mind, man? What are you up to?
Well, you know, typical Friday night, drinking some beer. Apparently, I gotta get up early to go golfing tomorrow. But
that's cool, man.
Bummer.
You know,
when's tea time tomorrow?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Yeah.
I feel like that's the generic.
Dude, do you like golfing, Scotty?
Yeah, I like golfing. I mean, I haven't been out this year yet, but I do have a scramble coming up in about a month, so I need to get my practice in.
A scramble? What is that?
A scramble? Eggs?
Golf scramble.
Oh, okay. Never heard of that.
It does make
you,
me hungry.
You never heard of so a golf scramble. You get a team of four,
okay,
and you pretty much play best ball. So, like, say you have the best drive, you're gonna play that person's ball. You pick up your ball wherever your ball hit.
Yep.
Okay.
and play from the best ball that you had.
Okay, so you get four and guys, and you look at who has the best balls, and then has the best drive or the shaft, right? On the that's what
it whoever is. Has the best.
And then you hit your balls,
and then you pick out who has the best shaft. Is that what you just said?
You try to get your balls in the hole somewhere.
Yeah, you pull it out of the zipper, and then you say we're not even golfing. Yeah, we're just looking, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, Greg wins.
Except for in golf, you don't want to get your balls wet.
That's so true. It's like,
oh, that's true. Pointless.
That's true, man.
Yeah,
true.
You don't want to get your balls wet.
You got to wash them, though. You don't wash your balls.
You don't want them in the sand either.
Golfing, you do wash them. You put them in the little plunger.
Yeah, you do that little.
Oh, yeah.
That's bowling.
You ever done that?
That's bowling, I feel like, isn't it?
You guys ever done that?
Oh, yeah, I think bowling.
You do it with.
You put it in a plunger. You put it in a plunger.
The golf ball's going like a little machine. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, it probably depends on how old it is, but I know you used to put your ball in there and you used to fucking
or unless
shake weight that bitch.
What movie was that?
Was that
Billy Madison where the guy just sucked on the balls and then spit them out?
Yeah.
No.
Happy Gilmore.
Or
Happy Gilmore. That's what it was.
Happy Gilmore. He put his underwear in the ball of the washer.
Yes, that's right, dude.
I feel like I've seen something where a guy just like had a ball in his mouth and he's like, "Give me a ball," and he's like. Spit it out.
Probably.
Yeah. I think that's
just
reminiscing something.
Oh, God damn, I love it, dude.
But anyways, so my one question was.
Yeah.
Lex asked, "What was the meaning of life?" in the conversation before we all started.
Mm-hmm.
But then me thinking, what is the meaning of us being an American? What does that mean to you guys? Like. Because I have a follow up question to that.
Okay. So is it what we hope it is? Because I feel like for me, the idea, the ideology of being an American is that like we're free. You know what I mean? We can do as we please and grow as we wish and have rights and have guns and be patriotic and have a family and do whatever we want with our jobs, you know, but like in reality, are we that free? You know what I mean? Like, do we have that many choices? Like,
do we have fake choices?
Yeah, Peach is saying Scotty getting raw deep.
I know. We went from laughing to like, oh, fuck.
No, I like it. I like it, though.
No, this is good. This is good.
I think if literally for me, it's going down the Constitution or at least the Bill of Rights, you know, like, like the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, going all in order, like, you know, freedom of speech.
Yeah. Yeah,
free to have your gun. What's the third? What's the third one?
I feel like what is true to this day is I feel like in this country you can still be what you want to be. You know what I mean? If you really like put in the effort, it may not be exactly what you want it to be, but you could go down the path and like reap some reward for doing what you want. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason.
You guys
that people
know
come
what
here.
The Third Amendment is though.
No, I don't.
What is it?
It's basically saying it forbids forcible housing of military personnel in a citizen's home during peacetime.
That's why.
It forbids the operation of military on the U.S. grounds when it's not a war here.
Yeah. That's the Third Amendment, dude.
Well, yeah,
so that's like
that's why we. That's why like I don't remember because that one seems irrelevant.
It's not a real dude. That means there is no military operation within the country unless. There is war in the country.
But see, now here's where it gets fishy, though, because
you
have listening devices like your phone, your TVs, your smart devices, where military can be in your house without physically being in your house.
Yeah, well, that's where the amendment is. It's like military can't be physically patrolling the United States.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
United States citizens on homeland. That's the kind of how it is.
Is that what it is?
Something like that.
I don't know. I feel like it's something like you can't just come take over your home and live there. You know what I mean? We're in war.
Well, that's why they probably made that because when during the Revolutionary War, we were still quote unquote under rule of the Queen, right?
Yeah.
And then the British Army came over here and was like, "Hey, you guys can't fucking live like this." So they
or was it a king back then
or whatever?
So it just says.
And then they came in and asserted themselves and would just take people's houses and that's where their bases would be and like that kind of
give me your wife for the night.
It prohibits the government from quartering troops in private homes, a major grievance during the American Revolution.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to say is like we haven't had to deal with that.
I knew a little something about history.
Yeah, man. I don't know. What's your take, Scotty?
I feel like we, you know, as Americans, we need to, like, kind of stand our ground and, you know, kind of live. But let me follow up with my next question.
Mm-hmm.
Is how do we feel about our almost maybe going to be next president, Kamala Harris, kind of changes her take on immigration?
She changed her take
on? She's, because, you know, before she was all like, let all the illegals over. We can't detain them, do nothing, all of that. But now all of a sudden she's like, well, Trump is... Trump is just for himself and he's not going to secure the border, but now all of a sudden she's going to secure the border if she's elected.
I think Kamala is just saying what she thinks she needs to say to try to win people over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called flip-flopping.
No, I mean,
like, politicians do it all the time, dude. It's like, they know what's like, popular, I mean, but they know what's not popular. I don't know. What do you think?
Like what I mean, like, yeah, I get it. Like, we do let immigrants over.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what being America is. Yep. We let immigrants over here.
Legally.
But we don't let them over here illegally.
Yeah. No one, I don't think anybody thinks that she's going to do a good job on the border. I don't even think her own party thinks she would do a good job on the border. But she has to say it. You know, like, she has to. Because the whole border czar and all the other things, you know, like, she has to flip that one because that's her weak spot, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was always her weak spot, and it's still always going to be her weak spot.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when they get on stage, if that happens, where Trump and Kamala are on stage and they actually have discussions about the border, she's going to seize up on it. She's not going to be able to handle herself because she has nothing positive to say about it. You know what I mean? Trump's going to
She'll
kill
come
her.
Up with something. She'll
no,
come
she
up
won't.
With something,
she's
dude.
Terrible. She's so terrible at speaking.
I know, but she's planning on... She has time to plan. You know what I mean?
Oh, the cackle?
Yep. Yeah, she can plan the cackle, dude. I think her old aides came out and said that she's very, very smart. She is not good at speaking to people. Like, when she gets in front of people... And we know everybody has this, right? You do it in school... You have to speak and give a presentation. You may be very talkative and personable, but once you have to stand in front of people, I think she has it. I think she really can't handle really speaking in front of people. I think her brain just fucking, blah, 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 you know, just fucking goes all over the place. And
when she doesn't have a script.
Yeah, but like even with the script, man, I think it just, I don't know if she's going to be able to do that. That's going to be her challenge. Look what happened with Tulsi Gabbard, right? Like she had to have known that question was coming. And when Tulsi started bringing that shit up during the debates, she had nothing to say about it. She, like, froze. It just
well, that's why she doesn't do any kind of speaking that involves answering any questions or any kind of back-and-forth conversation.
Well, yeah, I just seen that they're doing, what, 3 debates? One on Fox, one on ABC, and one on somewhere else.
Yeah. It's going to be wild, dude.
So what do you think is actually, like, what do you think's more probable? Do you think that she is going to win, or do you think that Trump is going to win?
I think Trump's going to win.
Well, Scotty, what do you think?
I honestly think Trump's going to win, but I think some shit's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I worried about, too.
There's a lot of theories going around that shit's going to go down during the DNC, actually.
Yeah, there's not even...
Biden's going to...
There's not even it's not even foretold that she's actually going to be the candidate. Let's be very
that's true. Exactly. That's true.
Exactly.
But
well, remember that post by freaking what's his name? McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that the DNC is going to discover that they have this ability to elect whoever they want, so yeah. They're going to do that.
The problem with it is at this point, listen, here's the truth. I think they've put a lot of money into her, and over the past couple weeks they push like everybody get on her side, and I'm not going to say she doesn't have people at her rallies, even though some of it's AI, I'm sure, but she definitely has people, and some people are dumb enough to just be like, yeah, Kamala is great, even though they hated her, right? She's one of the worst VPs of all time. But now they support her, and I think it'd be weird at this stage now for the DNC to fucking remove her because they just spent so much money trying to push her, and it would strike as a very confusing thing for people that are already very dumb.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
But there's also a point too. There's a lot of states that can't even pull Biden off of the ticket
unless they remove him or he dies, right?
Or they force them to change the laws.
Yeah,
they can do it.
Yeah,
they can absolutely.
They'd have to do it quick.
Yep, they can do it though. And that to me would be super shady, right? Like you have to change the laws super to make it. But we've seen them do it. We've seen
Dude,
it do
I
it
think
with the pandemic.
They don't care right now.
Well,
like no. their whole thing well, is.
Should I can tell you? I can tell you right now. Like Ohio was one of. I live in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Ohio was one of them, and they already changed it to where they're putting Kamala on the ticket.
Yeah. I just seen a state where they actually made it to where they're all, I forget fucking what state it was. I feel like it was an important state, but they made it to where they're only doing paper ballots this year.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, because I was looking up voter ID, and I found this article from March of 2024. It says 29 million Americans live under new voter ID laws put in place since 2020. And these are battleground states: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this map where it says, will I be asked to show an ID when voting? Dude, can I share? Can you enable sharing I can show my screen, just this map? Because this really shocked me.
There you go. Go ahead.
Can you see this?
Yes.
So this map here.
Hold on. Not when I switch it to you.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
You just have like a solo of me?
No, I just have, it's a blank fucking screen. You're just like at the top in a little weird thing.
Okay. Well, I'll stop sharing. It's fine. I was surprised to see Washington State says yes, requested, meaning that Washington State has requested that voter ID be used in voting.
Mm.
But Oregon, California, Nevada, you're not going to need ID, right? Same thing with New Mexico.
Yeah.
But Arizona, you have to show your ID.
Yeah.
Wyoming, North Dakota, the ones that I already listed. And same thing with Texas, like you have to show your ID. Yeah. It's literally like the majority of the United States, you have to show an ID.
Yeah.
Now.
Correct.
Whereas you didn't really have to do that.
Should be.
Should be, but there's still like loopholes to it. And that's the shitty part. You know what I'm saying? Like even the states that say you have to, there's ways where like who's checking the ID? You know what I'm saying? Like, do they care? If you just flash a fucking like,
well, that's where there's got to be different kind of things put into place.
I can tell you in Ohio, like when I go vote, like even in like a local vote, like they literally take my ID and scan it.
Mm.
Yep,
that's good.
Well, and so that that's my biggest concern. Is the digital ID being used as so the voter ID will be pushed as this digital ID.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone will have to go to a digital ID where you have biometrics like face scans, iris scans, whatever. You have Trump's lawyer talking about this saying, hey, we should just go to a biometrics digital ID for voting. You know, like we do it at the TSA. There's a lot of airport stuff that uses that now for like Fast Pass. You just go up there, scan your face, you go.
Yeah.
So that is my biggest concern. And like when you look at J.D. Vance, and Peter Thiel put a lot of money into J.D. Vance. He's big into like this biometrics kind of digital cryptocurrency environment. I feel like that is they're building the infrastructure right now. And then same thing with Elon Musk putting a lot of money into Trump.
Yeah.
That's my biggest worry.
See, I've never been one big on J.D. Vance. I can tell you he's from Ohio.
Yeah.
And I've never really been big on him, but that's who Trump picked. So
we'll see.
Seems weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll see. Weird. You know, I don't love that he was so against Trump, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get why people may have been against Trump, but I don't know. We'll see, man. He obviously has something. You know what I'm saying? But then again, what did Pence have? Really? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pence was a fucking pile of dog shit. So maybe he is that. I do enjoy, to Chris's point, we were talking about the show the other day. Like, he's got a little, like, you know, he's less boring than Pence. That's for sure. He seems like he engages well. He seems to debate well. He speaks clearly and actually debates well. So, you know, we'll see.
I actually just seen that one video. Well, it was a TikTok that somebody posted that, he was around the Air Force One when Kamala was there.
Yeah, yep.
And Kamala didn't want to answer any questions, so he went up to the reporters and started answering questions for her.
Yep. It was good.
So, Scotty, did you see our episode, our last episode on that?
No, I didn't.
It's pretty good. You should check it out. Check out that segment because, his posse. His posse around him was the fucking show.
Yeah, it was
like
the
that.
Show.
Whole, yeah. Like, where did he get these guys? I have no idea. But
from the
one
bar.
Of them, like,
he got him from the bar down the street, bro.
Yeah, he just plucked this guy off of like a Malibu bar, like a beach bar. Probably.
They were like Wall Street rejects. You know what I'm saying?
I might have been one of them.
Hey, man.
That's you good. Never know.
I think it'll be interesting. I think when the debate happens, especially with Waltz or whatever that piece
apparently
of shit.
Apparently, both. Yeah, I don't know when the vice president debates.
I think that's going to be a good debate. I think JD might do well. And I think that'll be his ticket of, like, winning people over is watching him destroy that guy. Because that guy has some stuff.
Well, I think JD is going to destroy him because that dude wants tampons in every restroom, man and woman restrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was the fucking governor of Michigan, right?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota or whatever.
Yeah. You know what we should do?
He was the one that allowed all the fucking rioting and all the fucking bullshit to go on.
Apparently, he also retired right when he was supposed to be sent off to fight in war. So, I mean, there's a bunch of shit, I'm sure, that'll come up. You know?
I don't know. Like, the whole, like, draft dodger thing. Dude, I would do that probably.
Oh, Jesus. All right, man. Well, we're going to let you go, bud. We get Trey one more calling. But, hey, appreciate you, man. Enjoy your golf tomorrow, dude.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Get the best balls, man.
Hell yeah. Swing hard, Scotty.
Yes.
All right.
Take care.
Later, dude.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, man.
Dude, if somebody had like a golf channel, like a TikTok or something, they should just call it Swing Hard.
Swing Hard, dude.
That'd be a good one. Come on.
Those live deep, on the deep edge. Strokes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Heavy.
Heavy strokes.
Heavy.
That sounds like a fucking porn name, old Heavy Strokes over here.
Heavy Stroker.
God damn. We got time for one more quick call if you guys want to somebody wants to call. I see a couple of people talking about chiming in real quick. We got
come on, Peyton,
minutes.
Call on in.
Peyton,
you know you
Flex,
want to.
There's somebody over there that's gotta call in. What do you acrylic nails? I know Whitney's having a debate.
Oh yeah, she's having she's saying at what age is it appropriate for your girls to have acrylic nails?
I don't know if my oldest has had acrylic nails. I don't think so. She's got her nails done for sure. I don't know if they were like the cheap kind of kit nails. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
What is going on?
What's up?
What is going on?
Not much. How are you doing?
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Yep. Not much going on here. I was told to call in, so I'm calling in.
Okay. I'm down. Right. I'm here for it. And somebody else is trying to call right now. You beat them to it. I love it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So I, for the first time, have a question.
Okay.
And I figured since there's a lot of ball talk happening.
Sorry.
Oh. A lot of balls being spread around in the conversation.
Yep, yep.
Which is fine. Keep it going.
It's always a part of life.
Yeah,
so.
You know, yeah. We all have them. Well,
it's
we
a part
do.
Of life.
Not all of us.
We do.
Beautiful. Okay. So there's this, I don't know, you probably haven't seen it yet, but there's this like trend TikTok, Instagram reel going on about the Poseidon kiss. Have you guys heard of that?
I've heard of it, kiss. But I cannot remember what
nope.
it is.
Okay.
No, what is that?
So, what do you do, men? This is a question for all men.
Okay.
What do you do when you sit down and you have to go poo?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with your balls, with your dick and balls? People say that sometimes it can kiss the top of the water in the toilet bowl. Is that true?
Sometimes.
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 Yeah. If you're a friend of Flat Earth Al, yes. Yes, it would. He's got some very long balls.
So are you talking about the balls touching the water or the tip of the dick touching the water?
Dude, I say it splashes in the water like a happy fish.
Like a happy
you know
fish.
What I mean?
Yeah, that's an old line right there.
the comments on all of these videos is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Because some guys will be like, You're giving us way too much credit because nothing is hitting anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we don't got to do anything. And then some guys are like, oh, no, I just let it hang. I let it, you know, I let it just swim in there for
cool
a bit.
Cool down the balls,
know?
You know.
I mean, I feel like if your unit is in the water, then you are in the wrong business.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
So,
yeah.
Okay, so if your dick is hanging in the water, definitely. Yes. You're like, you need to pursue a different kind of
career
money
path.
Making
right.
here.
Yeah, yeah. Only
or
fans.
If you're,
well,
if
I mean,
you're, if your
porn
balls,
stars gotta like take shits too.
That's true. But if your balls are just hanging in the water,
yeah,
that's,
you're old.
That's weird.
You're old. You know,
it's something
but
that
like,
comes with age, dude. Or you live in Texas because
you...
you're droopy balls.
Depends on the toilet too, though. It
do
depends
like
on the toilet
just,
too.
Like, some guys are like, I just like throw it over my shoulder or
no,
like,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
You just put it on the porcelain, like on the upper lip. Like, just
put
your junk
on the
top.
Or like put it on your leg.
No.
Or like one guy was like, I'll get like toilet paper, and then I put the toilet paper like underneath like my ball and my taint.
Okay.
And then I just let it sit, and it's like, what do you do?
But that's
going to
get wet.
And then with the other.
Yeah, that's a weird.
Wait, they tuck toilet paper under their balls?
That's like too much work. That's a lot of work. That's too much thinking. It's overthinking. I think.
Yeah.
I think it's not an issue. I will just say that. I don't think that most men have the issue. Now, I will say this. My grandfather, he passed away.
Saggy balls.
Rest his soul, right? When I went to his house many years ago, I was probably like 15. My grandpa Lee, right? He was the man of all men, dude.
Mm.
And I go into his bathroom. I hadn't been in there for a long time, but I went into his, you know, bathroom out in his bedroom. Like somebody was in there.
Okay. Yeah.
And I go in there and I'm like, what the fuck is this? He had one of those like 4-inch risers, right?
On the
seat.
Oh.
And so it was like a riser with the toilet seat on top. And I had to like jump.
Because he had a throne.
Yeah.
Dude.
So I had to jump on this thing, you know, and then when you shit on it, it fucking splashes.
Just kerplunks.
It's got a lot of fucking height.
Wow.
So I came out and I was like, Grandpa, what in the world is this? Like, why? And he's like, my balls, they're always in the water. And so he,
oh my God.
Yeah. And it, you know, he was a very old man, and I'm sure that gravity takes control. I would argue that, you know, old underwear is not the same kind of underwear, you know?
Dude, I feel like if your balls are hanging in the water, you got a good, like, 8-9 inch hangers.
Well, here's the thing. Think about this. I'll ask you, you're asking about balls. Okay. So I'm going to ask you about women. Like I think this is reality. Back in the day, no, hear me out. Women back in the day, you know, like with bras, right? They weren't the same thing, especially way back in the day. And like, if you were the kind of person who does not wear bras, you know, I feel like I've noticed, you know, that like they hang lower and lower, and you know, they just kind of they hang. You know what I'm saying? Like they just start getting longer.
Boobs.
And that
boobs
is the same with balls, right? So if everything's all compact all the time and held up, they're probably not going to be
gravity
as,
is your enemy.
Yeah. So if you go like underwearless it, and you're free
balling, that's what the whole thing is like, if you wear whitey tighties, like that tight underwear, you don't get the droopage later in life. But if you wear like boxers or loose pants, like sweatpants all day, you might get some dangles.
That kind of makes sense, I guess, huh?
It does make sense.
Because then like you don't have the support.
That's wrong though. That's wrong. So
that's
for
wrong.
Women, actually, it's better for us if we don't wear bras. It's really? Not good to have that underwire. It's not good to have that. That's what I've been told. And luckily for me, I'm a part of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. So okay. I'm like, I don't really, like, I'm fine. But I just, yeah, I've heard that it's really good for you not to wear a bra. But well, I don't know. That. I think there's okay. different, like,
there's two different things. So
is it good
from,
for
like,
you?
The balls and the tips?
Is it good for you? Or is it, does it prevent, like, the sag?
I think it
no,
may
I
be
think
good
it's when you exercise, right? Yeah, yeah. So, like, if you got some gigantic boobs and you're yeah. bouncing those mm-hmm. things, like, going up and down, you're, like, stretching them with each down.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know. I don't think it's, like, fucking like, silly funny, like,
I don't yeah. think that's a thing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like,
it's like men jumping up and down and letting our balls just, like, force down. Yeah.
I just...
But I also think the skin is completely different around the ball sack than it is around boobs.
Probably.
So...
Yeah,
I think there. It's
yeah,
a little
boobs
bit more
can't
like
shrivel up when it's cold
there.
Outside. Well, I guess they can a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's. I think it's different. It's a little bit different, boys.
I feel like the. I think the, like the ball skin is definitely thinner.
It's a thinner skin, but what's
yeah,
weird is when it's
thinner.
Really cold, it gets like an armadillo. You know what I'm saying? It gets like rugged. You know? It's
you
just
know,
a,
like those roly polies, yeah. those little potato bugs.
Yeah,
that's like kind of what it's like.
Here's my thing, though. I'll say this about the whole like. Listen, I've heard many people say that bras are better not to be worn. At least there's certain bras that are better for women, but. Growing mm-hmm. up around hippies and like Portland culture, you know, and stuff, and there's a lot of braless women in Portland. There are absolutely mm-hmm. a lot of bra. Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is just the eyesight, the mm-hmm. eye test. I'm like, those things are generally very long. You know what I'm saying? Like those
yeah,
women.
You get the long, long breath.
I think that's just something in the Portland water. I think that they just have gross, hippie, long titties.
Yeah, that
well,
might be.
I mean,
yeah.
that
I just
is,
think that's yes. the way they are.
It could be.
That
could
is
be.
Definitely a percentage.
Or it's like the people yeah. that have long boobs just want them to be long. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, I think
like,
there is a correlation.
So. Like, they just want to show it off.
Yeah. That, well, but yeah, that's not showing
if
off.
You like, if you got a chart and you did like a correlation line of like yeah. armpit hair and titty length,
yeah,
I bet you it would be one by
yeah.
all the way up.
And I really don't think it's never a good look showing off, because you said showing off. It's never a good look to like pick them up and then set them on a
yeah.
table. You know what I mean? Like that whole thing at a you're sitting at a diner and you see the old woman, she has to like
pop them up,
fucking get them
one,
up here
one at a time.
Yeah, she's, you know, gotta get them around the pancakes. You know, it's not a good thing. It's not okay. a good thing.
But
no, yeah. I guess not. But no. I mean, you know, how did we go from
balls.
Men sitting on toilets to tits?
Well, because I feel like it's all the human body.
It's all the same.
It's all
yeah.
the human body.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Same.
It's droopage.
So,
I mean,
and this is three guys against one woman right now, so that makes total
well,
sense.
We have to defend ourselves.
You can't talk about balls and then not also talk
well,
about
no, tits. See, it's not that you were just talking about balls. You were talking about drooping balls and toilets, which is just, I for me...
Well, droopiness in general.
Yeah. The only time that water ever gets on my balls is when you flush sitting down and you get that little splash. That little,
sometimes
yeah,
that's
dude,
nice.
That's the
terrible.
Real
it's
Poseidon.
Gross.
Kiss, you know what I'm saying, when it's like when it's going like
that's like a Poseidon yeah. tornado, dude.
Or like when you got the turd that comes out and then it's like just short enough
oh,
to make a splash.
That's the worst, when it hits you right in the hole and you're like, wow, that's a bidet right
yeah.
there. You're fucking, all right, dude.
Yeah,
the natural bidet.
But
you know?
I think though the Poseidon kisses also could be if you're
oh no
dick and tip of the PP is like touching the inside of the porcelain bowl.
Oh, that's normal. I feel like that's
yeah.
Kind
of, I like how you
yeah,
said
that does happen.
I like how you said dick and the tip of the PP.
Yeah,
the tip of the PP.
I actually do that when I
speaking like a wise
yeah.
ancient.
Yeah.
The tip of the one's PP.
I'm gonna say dick initially, but then I'm gonna go. Okay, I have to. I can't. Yeah. I gotta say pee-pee.
We just had third grade verbiage here. I will tell you, I don't like going to the bathroom in public places. I know, Greg, you don't care at all, right? But I definitely don't like it if I don't have to do
well,
it.
Well, so I will never go shit in a porta potty.
Oh,
that just
true.
Won't happen.
Oh,
unless,
I,
like,
yeah.
I really no. gotta go.
But I will say this. Like, when you go to a bathroom, you have to do the business. You know, sit down, right? Like,
yeah.
I always wad some paper and I wipe that shit down
for
I'm,
sure
I'm talking about not the because usually you have that open front on the men's seats, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then
yeah.
you got the actual bowl, and that's where the dirt is, you know what I'm saying? That's where the pubes collect, that's where the
yeah.
fucking
in the bowl?
And you know other yeah like right where the bowl comes down up and the seats open
oh
right
yeah
there.
And the seats open
see,
the front,
I have to wipe
yeah.
that shit down because I'm like, man, how many dicks have touched this thing?
I definitely wipe that part down. Like, I do one swipe around the bowl. If it's
yeah.
messy, I obviously make a couple.
I do.
But then I make a round around the toilet seat, and then I kind of scrub the middle a little
yep,
bit.
Yep, I hot two on that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You gotta spit shine that.
You gotta do what you gotta
but
do.
But have you guys ever, like, so, Peyton, sometimes when we go up to a urinal, I'll see pubes on top of the urinal. I'm like, how'd that thing get up there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, gotta be literally like up to my chest or something.
Yeah,
like,
they got to be like scratching vigorously.
No, you know what it is? I actually saw this at my work. No joke. The guy that I work with was like, you know, he wasn't using the bathroom. And I came in and he started using the bathroom. And he's just like, man, look at all these fucking pubes up here. And I'm like, I just, you know, I wasn't looking at his dick, but I was looking over like, whoa, dude, that's a lot of pubes. And I think it's when guys are holding their dick, you know, and they're peeing.
Yeah.
And they get that pubes in their fingers and shit, and they pull up, you know, and they go to flush the toilet, and they all fucking sprinkle down like a
Sesame
Seasoning.
Dude, I mean, like, how hairy?
You know what I'm saying? There's some hairy balls,
like,
man.
There is some hairy fucking shit out there.
Dude, there's people, man. You know, there are
people. Yeah, I think that's – this happens with women as well. I mean, there will be pubes all over the, like, toilet seat, and it's just like, are you that, like
– It's an aggressive wiping is what it is, dude. That's some, like, aggressive
upstroke. Or they just fall out, dude.
Sometimes they're just ready to leave.
They fall like
feathers. Exactly.
It turned into a butterfly.
Ready to go.
Shedded its old skin.
It's like your shower's full of hair, too. We're just losing hair all over our bodies constantly.
What is it? Like, pubes just have this, like, distinct – like texture and look that's just so
gross,
man.
They're disgusting.
It's like wiry, you know what I mean? It's just not
like
a good
because
thing.
Technically, like, beard hair is also pubes.
It is kind of,
but it's not the same. It's not the same.
It is, but
it's like
it's
a different.
Same.
It's
pretty
same. No, it's not pretty same.
But beard hair is pretty gross.
You could look, go to a toilet seat, and if you've seen a beard hair on a toilet,
yeah,
it doesn't look the same as a dick pube.
But it's usually a little straighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you get those curly.
It looks cleaner.
But you just know that that was sitting on a ball sack or a vagina.
Yeah, if you see
you know
a
I mean?
Curly hair on a toilet seat, you're me like, come on, man.
Yeah, usually I'll just give it the little blow it off, you know, like I'll watch that thing float around, dude. Oh, God.
Yeah, the weird thing is that it happens in hotels, I've noticed. So I have been in so many hotels, and there's always that, like, one black pube in the bed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if I go to a really nice hotel, it's like, where is it? Let me look
Man,
for it. Oh, there
no
it is.
Way. Like, they don't change the sheets?
Yeah, every hotel.
Ben,
yeah.
Don't say that, because I've never actually even looked that hard at the beds.
Oh, you'll find them.
Now,
I've seen
as
the lights will be out.
Now, if I go to a hotel, guaranteed I'm going to, like, okay, yep. Peyton said, where's the pube?
Yep, that's
going to bring a black light and everything.
That is Guadalupe giving you her treat.
No, never bring a black light. And I try not to think about hotel rooms. I can't do that because I'm in a hotel room, like, a different hotel every night. But it was the bed, I do try to, like, examine that just for, like, bugs and stuff. And I'm always there's the pube. There it is. And I just sort of go like, hey, there's my friend.
Sometimes.
And then just, like, get a Kleenex. And I try not to think about it. I'm like, that's funny.
You just got to shut the lights off and jump in and just.
Yeah, because when we came over here to look for houses.
You
got to
cozy up with the pube.
When we came over here to shop around for houses. We stayed at a pretty shitty hotel when we came over here the first time.
Yeah, the first time we did.
Like, there was mold
one.
In my room.
Yeah, it was rough.
Oh, no.
So I can only imagine what the fuck was in my bed.
Oh, there's shit in that bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was shit
you
in
had,
bed.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it's like that with a lot of shit in life. You know, like a public pool, like, you know, that shit's filled with piss.
Oh, for sure.
But you're fucking blunk, dunking in. You're like, yeah, fun. You know, you just have to
spin it out like a fountain.
Yeah. Look at me. Yeah. And that's the thing.
There's probably shit particles.
You have
in there.
To put that shit in the back of your brain. You have to be like, listen,
you can't think about
it. No,
that
I'm
stuff.
Just enjoy the water on your skin and just think that it's fucking crystal clear, fucking, you know, river water. It's not. It's full of piss.
If you think that small forever, you'll never have a good time.
Never. You got to just jump
That's
in.
That's right.
You just give your sheets a quick, you know, and then just jump in and just think of heaven. You know what I'm saying? It's just perfect. No pubes.
Flex says that he sleeps standing up in
but
hotel
now
rooms.
I look at it as like a comfort thing. Like, where's the pube?
Yeah, that's
where,
true.
Where is it?
Oh, so you collect them. That's what you're doing. You have like a book.
Yeah, she has a jar.
Comfort thing.
She's like, this is Hilton's number. The double pube. Hilton.
Yeah. She
dates
them little sample baggies.
Name brand pubes.
Yeah. August 9th right here. This is a great one. This was a 3-incher. This was a really, you know.
I got this one from Holiday.
Mature
look at this.
Hair. Yeah, yeah.
This Holiday. One's long.
This is Holiday. This is the red roof. This one has crabs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This one's,
I don't
this
collect
one's the smelly,
parts,
smiley one.
It
stinks.
Pubes.
Yeah, this is that. Well, hey, man. There are people that collect pubes, I'm sure.
There probably is.
There's
I'm
people
sure.
that collect the fingernails and pubes is for sure. And I bet you,
oh, for sure,
those women, they're losing money because they can get on, you know, OnlyFans. They can sell those pubes, probably get a couple bucks. I guarantee it. A couple bucks out of those things. You get a little baggy
of
pubes.
You can fart in a jar and, like, get thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you already have a following, like we talked about a long time ago when back on the old show, Pardon My American, how, who was it? Gwyneth Paltrow was selling, like, the vagina candles and shit.
Guap?
Goop. That's what it was.
Terrible name for a vagina candle.
Like, and I guarantee she sold a bunch of those things.
Yeah, we have a new candle coming out. It's called Smegma. You know what I mean? It's just
God.
Remember?
It just smells like cheese and dick sweat, dude.
Immediate purchase.
Yeah. It's called Prepuce.
From under.
It's called Poseidon's Kiss.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's perfect.
That's the thing is, like, the Smegma candle, the wick actually is a resemblance of pubic hair.
Yeah, it's pubic
spins
hair,
up on the top. And, it's curly. Yeah, it smells like burnt hair as you fry it, dude. Oh, that's great, man.
Fuck. That's
oh my
so
God. Or like
goodness.
Instead of having flowers in the wax, you just have pubes.
That's what it is, dude.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah. And they burn off with the wick and it's effervescent.
It's got a weird resemblance to marble.
Yeah. And you could put that in any husband, wife, and husband. They're put in the room. They light that thing and the woman comes in and be like, man, take a shower. And you're like, that's the candle,
that's
baby.
The candle.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
pheromone,
it's
baby.
A scent that all wives
pheromone.
Know. All
Does that make
well.
You want to fuck?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You like this dirty, you know,
you
we're getting back to the nine-inch nail, Chris.
Yeah. I want to fuck you like a candle.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Coming in here, baby.
God damn it, dude. Okay, that's enough of that
oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
Well, Pat, I'm glad you called. That was a fun question.
Yeah,
actually.
Thanks, man.
I miss balls.
It's a little dirty, but I knew it would go in a good direction.
We're immature at heart, and so it's been a while since we've had a good ball conversation. I'd say a couple years.
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
But those are my kind of conversations.
All right.
So glad could provide.
We'll take a poll. Out of all the men, how many of you have had your balls in the toilet bowl? Banielson, I guarantee, is one. And then I'd say, you know, how many women have noticed a couple inches of length after not wearing bras for a week? You know, that would be a good one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
For a week?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think for a week would give some good length.
Inches? No, not inches.
Maybe a couple of years.
I think after a week, if you're sagging inches, you got problems.
Listen, if you're like in that mid grade, probably not. But I'm saying if you got a heavy top build, I think that weight.
Oh.
I feel like that would be proficient as a week. That's a weight.
I don't think so, dude.
Oh, really? Like some weighted ones? You don't think that's gonna. Over a week?
We're not fucking dealing
with,
like,
no, because then they would be all the way down to their toes by the time they're, like...
Well, they can only go so far. You know what I'm saying?
It's that's like saying, like, if you got a belly on you, you know, and you see it droop over a week. Like, you think your belly's going to be drooping down that
level?
We're not dealing with bags of sand or something here.
Yeah, well, you know, some cases, maybe, man. You know what I'm saying? There's some heavy bowling balls out there. Just saying. I don't know.
Well, right on, Peyton. Thanks for calling.
Take care of yourself.
Good
Peyton.
Times.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Peace.
Bye. Yeah.
Dude, we have to have like a bathroom etiquette segment again.
Yes, we should.
We haven't done that in a long time. We have to revisit.
I think they should do a study at Harvard where they take men with no underwear and women with no bras and see who gets the most length over a course of a month. You know what I'm saying? And I bet you it's the balls.
Balls,
I bet
it's probably
balls.
I bet you the balls. I feel like that skin is too fucking light.
It's too light. It's too thin.
Yep. Anyways, Greg, Chris, you guys are rad.
Good show, guys.
Thank you for the calls.
Great show.
Awesome questions. And we will see you on a Monday.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Peace.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.